bonus.
It's Christmas Day, everyone. Hope you're having a nice one.
Woo! And jingle bells. Getting merry. Drinking eggnog.
And if you're not... Eggnog?
Yeah.
I've never had egg.
Me either.
No.
The whole concept of it sounds gross to me, but we're not here to talk about eggnog.
No, we're here to talk about our year in review.
A year in review. It's a very serious episode, isn't it?
We're just going to quickly go back over the last films that we watched in the year of 2021, and I'm going to get Chelsea's immediate reactions to those films out of the gate. So starting with our last film, Trapped in Paradise.
Fine, yeah.
Pig.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, yeah.
Mandy. Are we just going to make sounds? I was hoping for something a bit more.
I know, but you're pointing at me and it's very aggressive. I guess I enjoyed Mandy, but I felt like it was a bit too arty for me.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
Fuck that film.
The Weatherman.
I had a good time, but let's not talk about children's camel toes.
The Runner. Do you remember anything about The Runner?
I think I remember him running around Washington, D.C. He was some kind of politician, I don't know.
Back in May, we did Jiu-Jitsu.
That was weird. I still don't understand what happened there.
No?
No.
Then Colour Out of Space.
Oh, I enjoyed Colour Out of Space.
Yes.
It genuinely, I had a good time with that.
Nicolas Cage Bonafide Classic of April was Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Perfect. No comments.
Earlier in April, Bringing Out the Dead.
That was the ambulance one.
The ambulance one.
I feel like it was a good movie. I just didn't like it. I don't remember. Maybe I really slagged it off. Tell me if I'm wrong, listeners.
March 22nd, we released Inconceivable.
That was shit. That was really shit.
That was a crock of crap.
Oh, boy.
Talking about crocks of crap, next. That's the name of the film.
Was that the aeroplane one?
No, that's The Magician Who Can See Slightly Into the Future.
Oh my god, I forgot we even watched that.
Julianne Moore.
What was she Jessica doing in that Biel. Film? They deserve better. They deserve better.
Then for February, we did a double bill, Wicker Man and The Wicker Man.
Oh, it's such a good time. I'm still more here for the original, but hey. Fucking bees, man. There were bees.
February, we did The Croods.
Yeah. It's a fun kids film.
January, we did Matchstick Men.
I was expecting more.
I hyped that up a bit, didn't I?
You did a bit.
And to start the year off, we did Deadfall.
Again, I don't remember, but I know it was real shit.
Do you not remember the man had a robot crab arm?
What?
He had a crab pincer arm.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! Oh, shit! Oh, dude, I don't remember anything about that film either.
So, there we go. We watched some great and some shit in this last year.
Tweet us. Tell us the best ones you think we did and the worst ones you think we did.
Yeah, go back and listen to some of the classics while you're in that limbo between Christmas and New Year.
If you haven't yet sent in some requests for the New Year... please do so.
And we will see you in that new year with a brand new episode to kick us off into a brand new, bright, beautiful tomorrow full of no COVID and Brexit sorted and everything's good and all the food's on the shelves. Woohoo! Yeah, baby! 2022!
Now go and listen to the fucking Queen or something if she's still alive at this point.
She's probably gonna die. She might be dead. We recorded this in November.
Bye. Thank you for listening to our silly little podcast. If you've enjoyed yourself, the best thing you could do for us would be to leave us a little review on Apple Podcasts, because that helps other people find the show. If you'd like to help us out a little bit more, you can find us on all the usual social medias at Nick Cage Pod. That's at NICCAGEPOD. I'm talking Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that fun stuff. And if that's still not enough, or if you've got a spare couple of quid burning a hole in your pocket, you can buy us a virtual coffee at ko-fi.com/NickCagePod. After all, we need to pay for these ridiculous movies somehow.